Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Xavier Otero, dressed in an orange vest, knocks on the door of a Connecticut home, seemingly to deliver a package he's carrying. When the homeowner opens the door, Otero pulls a gun and tries to force himself inside. The homeowner shoves Otero, who falls, then sprints to a waiting truck, hops into the passenger side. The driver takes off. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, the entire incident was caught on the homeowner's Ring doorbell. Police released screenshots from the video to the public in an effort to identify Otero, and tips led them to a family member's home where Otero was hiding. Otero gave up his getaway driver, and cops learned the pair planned to zip-tie the occupants of the home and rob them.
Otero, 37, charged with home invasion and threatening. Getaway driver John Carrasco Torres, charged with conspiracy to commit home invasion. Sean Jackson and girlfriend Newark Hurt argue for hours at their Georgia home after Hurt discovers Jackson with another woman. The couple eventually go to sleep, but the next morning, Hurt tells Jackson's teenage son, Daddy left in the middle of the night. Months later, Jackson found buried in a shallow grave in another state.
Investigators worked for 4 years to determine what happened to Sean Jackson, who was found shot multiple times and buried in a shallow grave. After discovering a gun in Jackson's home and searching through Hurt's cell phone data, authorities determined Hurt shot Jackson in the head 3 times, then called her brother to help dispose of the body.
Newark Hurt and brother Sharon Hurt charged with malice murder, tampering with evidence, and concealing a death. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Florida man is charged with murder and other offenses in the slaying and dismemberment of an Uber Eats driver who had brought food to the assailant's house. 30-year-old Oscar Solis Jr. is charged with killing the driver during a delivery Wednesday at a home in Holiday, Florida. The remains were found at the house in trash bags and a cooler, which also contained a receipt with Solis's name on it. Solis faces charges of murder while engaged in a robbery, failure to register as a convicted felon, and for a parole violation. Solis was released from an Indiana prison in January after serving 4 years for an assault and burglary conviction. He moved to the Florida home about 3 months ago. A northeastern Indiana teenager has been sentenced to 25 years in prison in connection with the fatal shooting of a man during a robbery outside a Fort Wayne church. For more now, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
An Allen County judge sentenced 17-year-old Swar Hitt after the Fort Wayne teen pleaded guilty to robbery in October. He was originally charged with felony murder and robbery. Hitt was 16 when he and Ong U, then 15, were accused of robbing and killing 21-year-old Luke Borer in April 2022 outside the New Covenant Worship Center as the congregation was attending services inside. The trio met in the church parking lot to deal in one-use vaping devices known as puff bars. Prosecutors said church video showed U struggling with Borer over a backpack before U fatally shot him. Both youths were charged as adults in the case.
U pleaded guilty in February to felony murder in exchange for prosecutors dismissing other charges he had faced. 16-year-old U was sentenced in March to 65 years in prison. The family of a handcuffed inmate who was shot and killed in 2014 by a prison guard trainee reached a $1.6 million settlement with Nevada prison officials, capping a nearly decade-long legal battle that raised questions about the use of shotguns in state prisons. Less than 2 years after Carlos Manuel Perez's death in November 2014 at High Desert State Prison, Nevada's Department of Corrections announced it had removed shotguns from all of its facilities. U.S. District Judge Daniel Albrecht accepted the terms of the settlement as a fair resolution after several hours of negotiations, although the deal is pending final approval from the state's Board of Examiners. The settlement could go before the board as soon as June or July. A man who escaped from a Mississippi jail over the weekend is suspected of killing a man and stealing his pickup truck in Jackson. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
61-year-old Anthony Watts was shot and killed Monday night around 7 p.m. on Interstate 55 after he pulled over to help a man who had wrecked a motorcycle. Police say that man shot Watts several times and then stole his red Dodge Ram. Dylan Arrington is one of four prisoners, along with Casey Grayson, Corey Harrison, and Jerry Raines, who escaped Saturday night from the Raymond Detention Center, a facility near Jackson, through the breaches in a cell and the roof. Hinds County Sheriff Tyree Jones said the men might have camped out on the roof before fleeing the facility and going their separate ways. The four were in custody for various felony charges, most involving theft. Arrington had charges of auto theft and illegal possession of a firearm.
Mississippi police say Watt's stolen red Dodge Ram, which has tan trim and cowboy stickers on the front and the back, was last seen heading south on I-55 in Terry.
Minnesota cops get a report about a cat hiding in the grill of a car. Annoyed with the call, deputies are stunned to discover the cat in question is a 40-pound bobcat hissing at anybody who gets too close. Cops call conservation wardens for backup, and body cams capture warden Brian Lockman using a catch pole to remove the angry bobcat from the car and into the bed of a truck so the bobcat can be returned to the wild. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.